Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13 says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 22:17 says this, The Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let those who hear say, Come. And the one who is thirsty, come. And let the one who wishes take freely the gift of the water of life. The cry of our hearts this morning as children of God is for the kingdom of God to come. Amen? Amen. God has already spoken to us about this morning through what Joe was saying about our hearts being full of God, full of that cry, I believe, for the kingdom of God to come, not only in the culmination of the end of this age, which will come when Jesus comes back to get his bride, but in the here and the now. God wants to manifest his kingdom here on earth. And we are this morning the bride of Christ, his body, the church here on earth, his ambassadors and his representatives of that kingdom. You might feel this morning, I don't really feel like an ambassador. But that makes no difference because each one of you is.
Amen.
You're a representation of the kingdom of God. And that's an awesome thing. But not only is it an awesome thing, it's an awesome responsibility. And I think this morning, each one of you need to just take stock of that. Think, I represent the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Isn't that an awesome thing?
Amen.
And don't ever forget that. And just as Jesus walked in the natural here on earth, when he was here, he challenged the powers of darkness. His very presence, his very coming into this earth shook hell. He had an effect. And so we, as his church, the body of Jesus Christ, carry, as so often Pastor Vince says, the same authority, that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we are to live in this life with all its duties, its problems, its successes and failures in the power and the dependence on God's Holy Spirit.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God has said to us this morning, whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God. Whatever you do, you do it as unto the Lord. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your heart. We hear that again about our heart. Unto God and not unto man. And you might say this morning, but what do I do? What do I do? I'm just a housewife. I'm just a shopkeeper. A student. What do I do? Is that really being an ambassador for Jesus? But you know what? You are exactly where God wants you to be. You may be a father. Be an ambassador to your children. You may be a grandmother. Be an ambassador to your grandchildren. A housewife. You are an ambassador and you are to show forth the kingdom of God wherever you are. And I want to say this morning that God has equipped you with everything you need. He's given you everything you need to perform your duty here on earth in that particular place that you find yourself at the moment.
Right.
You're exactly where God wants you to be. And if he wants you to be anywhere else, he'll change it.
Amen.
We don't have to fight to say, God, I want to do this and I want to do that. God says, where you are is where I want you to be. And where you are is where I want you to shine my light and my glory and my life. Because it's only as you do that that others will see the kingdom of God. And I love the Bible, and I love God because he chooses just ordinary people. Are you an ordinary person? I know I am. People laugh, and Andy can relate with me to this, because we're Suffolk people. Amen? And Robert and Steph, we're from Suffolk. And people always say, well, used to say, silly Suffolk. Silly Suffolk people. And you know, I went and I read about that. And do you know what that really means? It isn't silly. It means back in the medieval times, it was a different word called seely, and it means holy. Wow. It means a holy people. And that Suffolk, which is where we are now, during the medieval times, had so many churches and houses of worship that's why they called it Holy Suffolk. And I began to really think about that, because a lot of times I've challenged myself, or I felt at times that maybe I need to change the way I speak. And I'm being honest with you now, because I have a Suffolk accent. And God says, I placed you here. I've given you everything you need. And if you're a holy person, which I come from a holy place, amen, then I'm going to equip you with what you need. And I have to say, I'm really blessed, because with working on base, God brings so many people into the shop with pain and hurt and all these different things. I said, God, if my ministry is to be an ambassador, just to hug people and give them an ear to listen, then by all means, let me do that. Amen? So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, is exactly where God wants you to be. And I just want to read 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 27 to show you that God chooses ordinary people. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble people are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. The base things of this world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. So no flesh shall receive glory in his presence. Even the apostle Paul, with all his learning, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, said he became a fool for Christ. That everything he'd learnt, he said, just became as rubbish, that he might gain Christ. This morning, I want you to be encouraged that the most important thing for you to gain is a relationship with Jesus Christ, to go deeper with him. Because when we stand before him on that day, it won't be our money or our title that will stand. It will be how much of the character and life of Jesus we have within us. You know, when I look at the people Jesus did pick, and the Apostle Paul, bless him, he was a learned man, and we need learned men. I'm not trying to say that that's wrong, because it isn't. But he chose a lot of what I call the rough people of this world. The fishermen. You know, we always think, when we see these pictures sometimes, it always looks like Peter walks on and he's got beautiful teeth and everything looks lovely, you know. But have you ever watched these television programs of fishermen? I mean, I know that we're talking about Galilee now, but you know, when you watch these fishermen up in the north, where they go out on these boats and they're like hanging on the edge, and they're all like, they're rough people. They're brave, but I mean, some of the things they do, I wouldn't do it. You know, hanging off the edge of the boat to get the fish and all this kind of stuff. And I think even, you know, when they had that storm on Galilee and they're trying to wake Jesus up, these were some rough men. These were men who had experienced storms. So don't always think that you've got to be perfect for Jesus and for God to pick you. Because the thing is, when we're weak, he's strong. And I think at times we have to say, God, I feel weak in this area. Pastor Vince was saying earlier about people who are going through things. Don't be afraid to say to come to God and say, I'm weak, Father. I feel weak. Because it's his strength within you that is going to help you to overcome. And God has called us as his people to go into all the world, hasn't he? In our weakness, in our frailties, with all our strange habits and our quirkiness that we all have. Let's be honest, we've all got our strange little ways. But God has chosen us to go to take his kingdom, to manifest his kingdom in the fruit of his spirit. Manifesting his kingdom is showing forth love, gentleness, kindness, patience, self-control. These things are what the world needs. The world needs Jesus, doesn't it? The world needs the kingdom of God. I know that before I came to Christ, the people who affected me were just ordinary people. But they showed the love of God. They showed kindness. They were generous people. And God is calling out to this world. And this should be the cry of our heart. Come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. God wants to give this world rest from turmoil. God wants them to come into his kingdom to experience a life that they've never experienced before. And these are people that we daily meet, day in and day out, that God wants us to touch. So I want to challenge you today. Where is your world? Where is your world? Because that's your vision. Pastor Vince brings a big vision for our churches. And I always think it's like a huge jigsaw puzzle. And it's so funny because this is part of my word. And Robert on Monday prayed this about being part of a jigsaw puzzle. And each one of us are a part. And you're to be fitted in to the vision that God has for Lakenheath while you're here. And also in a bigger picture. But that starts in your small world. God knows where you fit. And we're to go forth in faith and hope and love. The eyes of the world are on us. Did you know that? That people look at us. When we profess our faith, the world is looking to say, are they really like Jesus? And it says in Romans that all creation is groaning for the sons of God to be manifest. God wants to manifest his power through you. Amen? Just like our fingerprints, as Vince was saying. Each one is unique. None of us have the same fingerprint. And only you can leave your imprint on a life. Your imprint on somebody's life, Mary, is different to mine. But you have to use your fingerprints. You have to use your touch. Like every snowflake that is different and is beautiful and is unique, God says you are unique this morning. And you know when a snowflake touches a life or flicks upon your face, that might be all you do in a person's life, but you affect them. And never ever despise the day of small things, Noah. Never. No matter how small it may seem, Susanna, making cakes or whatever you do, it says, do as unto the Lord. Amen? Because he's chosen you. And I just want to close with saying this. May the prayer of your heart be, come, Lord Jesus. Come and fill my heart, as we heard earlier, with your presence. Fill my heart with your love and with your power. And to know this morning that there is power in love. Faith, hope, and love. As Pastor Vince preached and Ray last week. But the greatest of these is love. Because through love, you can give hope to a lost and a dying world. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, before we close, what I would like to do is maybe just get into groups of one or two and just pray for each other, because I know God has gifted each one of you. The Bible teaches us that we all have gifts. And I just want to pray that you pray for each other, that if there are gifts that have laid dormant, that God will stir them up. If there are gifts that you don't even know you have, then let's pray for God to manifest those through your life. Amen? And one thing I do want to encourage, God has given us a heavenly language. Amen? Maybe not all of us, because we've all got different gifts. But if he has given you that heavenly language, use it to edify yourself at home. There are times when we don't know what to pray, and God says, pray. Pray in that heavenly language. This is not an earthly language. And God really, really emphasized that to me the other day. Lisa, I have given you a heavenly language. It's an amazing and a beautiful thing. Never despise it. Amen? And to be encouraged in that. So if we can do that, if we can get into groups of twos or threes, and let's just take time just to pray for each other. Amen?